Members of various political parties in Pakistan gathered together at an all-parties conference dubbed as Bleeding Quds is calling on Muslims to wake up in the port city of Karachi to give a clear message to the Pakistani government as well as other Muslim states to listen to their people and act for the freedom of Palestine.
Participants of the conference stressed on the need of unity among Muslim Ummah and criticized the double standard of international community in regards to Gaza. They also slammed the bias and false coverage of Israeli war on Gaza by Western media.
Speakers at the event also criticized what they called the criminal silence of the Arab world and radical muftis who are always quick to issue religious decree to fuel conflict in Muslim countries but are now keeping mum about the bombardment of Gaza.
There are, of course, imperialist designs. There is a military-industrial complex that is ruling United States of America, and that is a kind of outpost of imperialism. And it's a problem that was created by Western imperialism, and I think all of us should join hands to resolve this problem. I wouldn't say that it's confined to the Arab world only. It's our problem as much as that of the Arab world.
They want a thorn in the side of Islam. They do not want the Muslims to be united, and they are trying to create division between the Islamic states. And Israel, which first had become a unifying call, unfortunately today, has become a call which has diversified Muslims, as we see Egypt now siding with Israel.
The conference was organized by the Palestine Foundation Pakistan. In a resolution, participants urged the United Nations to revoke Israel's membership for its bloody aggression on defenseless Palestinians in Gaza. They also expressed their dissatisfaction over the United Nations handling of the situation in Gaza and criticized the Pakistani ambassador to the world body for keeping silent. They urged Premier Nawaz Sharif to launch a diplomatic initiative to immediately halt attacks on Gaza. Mohammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.